Medicare is complicated. Medicare can be confusing. Medicare is no fun to study. Will you know what decisions to make when Medicare time arrives for you? My name is Doug Jones, and I wrote a book to help you figure it all out. Medicare for the Lazy Man. It's on sale at Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. Also, you can download and listen to my podcast, Medicare for the Lazy Man, wherever fine podcasts are given away free of charge. Medicare for the Lazy Man, simplest and easiest guide ever.
Your wait is over. The Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast is about to start. A Medicare podcast that sometimes actually discusses Medicare. And now, podcasting to the easily distracted Medicare expert, Doug Jones.
Hello, 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 everybody. It's Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast time again. Hard to believe that it comes around so frequently, doesn't it? But it's our gift to the world, and especially our gift to you, the listening audience. We're so happy to have you joining us today, and I can't wait to tear in to all the excruciatingly entertaining and valuable content that my content curator has curated for us today. But first, I'd like to mention my book. The reason that we're here is to help people feel good about Medicare, and I can contribute to that feeling of confidence and happiness by encouraging people to purchase my book and to read it, and to then realize that Medicare shouldn't be as scary and complicated for them as other people make it out to be. So if you were to go to BarnesandNoble.com or Amazon.com and put in Medicare for the Lazy Man 2023 into the search window, you're going to have some choices. You're going to be able to get a cheap version of my excellent book, and I don't mind saying that myself, or you're going to be able to buy a medium-sized version, which is the $8 paperback, or if you want to go all out, you'll be able to get the $22 museum-quality hardcover version of my book, which is something to be proud of, something to show off to your friends and neighbors. All of them have the same great content, turning Medicare into an easily understood and easily manipulated government program that you'll be finished with in no time at all, and you'll be pleased that it's behind you. So get my book, and I think you'll find that Medicare will be a much less challenging problem for you. And in fact, inside the book, you'll find my contact information, which will encourage you to contact me about any ancillary insurance projects or products that you would like to get. Medicare supplement is critical. Medicare drug plans are critical. I can help you get all that stuff, and it's my pleasure to do so. And speaking of pleasure and helpful and all the other good things in life, I've got a buddy here who is having a rough day. He had a wrestling match with his printer, and he lost 2 out of 3 throws. Randy Carson, that must have been a horrible experience.
It was. I just can't win for losing with this printer. So I just thought I would point out, I'm not going to name the brand of it because some of them in the audience, you know, some of you folks may like this particular brand, but I'm just saying I'm never going away from Hewlett-Packard, but I won't name the one I've got. I'm going back to Hewlett-Packard. Hewlett-Packard, I've always enjoyed. It always works. My wife's got one. It's about 800 years old. Still works perfectly, but I won't name the one I've got.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you something. My sister had the same kind of problems once, and my sister discovered that Hewlett-Packard was also an excellent brand, so my sister never needed to be replaced. Oh, well, anyway, my hints are probably falling on deaf ears.
No, I got it. I caught that one.
Let's get down
I
to
definitely,
our...
You know, I may be old, but I caught that one, Doug.
Okay. Well, good. Because when I threw it, I wasn't sure I was throwing it correctly. Hey, dude, you have a question for me every day. Should we do that question at the beginning of the episode, or should we do it at the end of the episode?
Well, I've got a real, you know, a real question that's growing hair on it. So I'm going to, let's do it now.
Okay, because it seems to me you told me it would take a long time to deal with. So let's not run overtime again like we do so often.
Okay, so here we go. Let me pull out my list of pre-curated questions that are intended to really put any sort of an expert in Medicare to work.
Okay, while you're doing that, which is obviously taking you a couple of minutes, I'm going to make an announcement at the top of every cover of every book that goes out of the Medicare for the Lazy Man press room, where they're printed up and packaged and shipped out to the eventual users. I have a motto, as it were, that says, making Medicare almost fun since 2013. And 2013 is when I went into Medicare, and therefore I've been working on trying to make dry, dreary, colorless, boring, dull subject somewhat more entertaining than it might be. And I'm going to talk about how I discovered a new source of Medicare fun. So that's the one thing I'm going to bring up that may take up the rest of this episode. I don't know, but that's something for us to look forward to. Did you get that question ready?
I do, and I'm ready to go.
It's
now. I was teasing a little bit. The question is, Mr. Medicare expert, Mr. Jones, do I need to renew Medicare every year?
No. The answer is a big fat no. But if you want a lengthier, more detailed answer, your Medicare coverage from the United States government, which consists of Part A for hospital and institutionalized expenses, and Part B, which is the vast majority of most people's Medicare encounters, that's for doctor's appointments and testing and things that are taking place and services that you buy when you're not institutionalized. So Part A and Part B, that stuff never has to be renewed, never changes. I mean, it changes when the government says it's going to change, when they pass a law in Congress, but you never have to renew that part of your Medicare coverage. Now, there are other coverages that you should buy to flesh out that Medicare coverage and make it actually the kind of bulletproof, all-encompassing protection that all of us want from our Medicare and our health insurance portfolio. And those would include either Medicare supplement plans or Medicare Advantage plans. Medicare supplement plans are a set and forget product. In other words, you can buy a Medicare supplement plan and have it serve you very, very well all the rest of your days. And that could be decades and decades that you have left. And that's what I recommend. That's what I help people do. That's what I spend most of my time doing, is helping people correctly purchase a Medicare supplement plan that they'll never be sorry that they have. Now, the other type of ancillary coverage that's very critical would be a Medicare Advantage plan. A whole bunch of people buy those Medicare Advantage plans, often because they are free of charge and they have a million commercials every year touting all of their freebies that they throw into the mixture, and it just goes on and on and on. And needless to say, I find them to disappoint clients. Medicare Advantage plans are disappointing for people. The government acknowledges that, and so they have several times during the year when you can dump the loser disadvantage plan that you have and maybe buy another one or go back to regular Medicare and get a Medicare supplement. There are any number of things you can do to weasel out of a Medicare Advantage plan. No harm, no foul. And that's what needs to be looked at every year. Is your Medicare Advantage plan disappointing you? Well, that you can switch out very easily. And then the last element of your Medicare coverages would be a drug plan. And people's drug plans are just like their Advantage plans. They're subject to change at the whim of the insurance company that provides the drug plan. And the people who buy a drug plan may decide that their prescription needs have changed, and so that drug plan may not be the best one for them anymore. So if you've got a drug plan and you take a bunch of drugs, and you, under two circumstances, you should be searching for another drug plan at the end of the year. One circumstance would be that your drug regimen has changed considerably. And the other event that may have occurred is that your drug plan insurance company has changed your plan. Maybe they've jacked the premium up sky high. Maybe they've taken the drugs that you take out of their formulary and substituted a different drug. How are you going to know that that's happening? Well, they're going to send you a letter towards the end of the year. It's a massive document in teeny tiny print. It's called ANOC, A-N-O-C, Annual Notice of Change. And that will tell you whether or not they're planning to make any changes. Now, what if you're my client and you find that your plan is going to change, or that your plan is not going to be appropriate for your drugs going forward? In other words, when you get your drugs, your prescriptions filled, you find out you got to fork over a lot of dough because your drug plan isn't really covering some of your drugs. Well, then here's what we do. You give me the information, or you go to my book and read the information yourself about how to deal with the drug plan selection at Medicare.gov. Every issue of the book, I put in those directions, and every time I do that, they change the website so it looks completely different than what I've described in the book. But the drug plan should be thought about at the end of the year. And if those things, either if the insurance company's changing the plan, or if your drug regimen has changed, then it's time to do the comparison process again to make sure that you've got the best drug plan for you. So that's a long answer. The short answer was no. Randy's yawning over there. Jeez, I'm sorry, Randy, for keeping you. He forgot he was actually working now. So anyway, getting back to the, I think that was a satisfactory answer to that question. It was certainly verbose, and it burned up a whole lot of our broadcasting time.
I was very, very satisfied with that answer. I've got to tell you that, you know, when you went off into the brush,
the weeds
went off into the weeds just a little bit when you mentioned the Advantage plans.
It did
wake me up, and I really choked on my coffee there for just a second, but you pulled it back into the middle of the road.
Good. I'm glad I was able to salvage that, because I can hear the on-off switches clicking off, and I know the audience is not interested in the inferior Medicare Advantage plan problems. I mean, let those people have problems. They made their bed, let them lie in it. So anyway, I made reference to an entertaining Medicare thing that I discovered. And the more I think about this, the more I enjoy it. And I don't want to keep it to myself, so I'm going to share it with the audience. This is a woman called Toni, T-O-N-I. And every time she spells her name, she says, "My name ends with an I because I'm a girl." And she has been in my dreams for the last few days, and I couldn't figure out why. And I think I kind of am sneaking up on what it is about her that makes her so fascinating. But she has a Southern accent, and I grew up surrounded by Southern accents. It's hard to believe that I don't have very many Southern accents in my life anymore. But she is the kind of Southern accent that, I don't know, she grew up in Houston, and she's still, I think, centered in Houston. So she's not what I would expect to find in a Houston accent, because one of my grandmothers was a Texan, and her accent was somewhat more polished and sophisticated. So the accent is one thing. Her logo is a photograph of herself, and I got to tell you, it is fantastic. Now, I'm a married man, so I am not going to be tempted by some strumpet, but if I were to be weak, then this picture certainly would tempt me to think unclean thoughts. And Toni is absolutely at least by virtue of this picture, is absolutely a temptress. But more importantly, when you listen to her podcast, she is a Medicare maven. And in fact, at some point in the last year or so, she turned 65 and went on Medicare herself. So now she calls herself Miss Medicare, and she spells her name, and it ends with an I because I'm a girl. And she talks about how she took the Medicare and You book and put it in people terms. So I said, listen, she's all these episodes of her podcast are fairly short and there aren't that many of them. So I'm going to listen to all of them and then I'll be able to make a report as to whether or not it's worthwhile or not. Well, I got to tell you, the first three or four podcast episodes that she did are kind of all over the place. She wanders and she gets on a roll, and somehow it doesn't end up where she told you it was going to end up. So if she discusses a subject, it's possible that she just forgets the subject by the end of her diatribe. So after a few episodes, all of a sudden, here's a guy that joined her, very much like her Randy, only this guy's name is Jim. And he is in there. He's a Midwestern guy, so he doesn't have an accent. And he is there, I think, to keep her on track because she doesn't stay with the original program. She kind of wanders around and gets lost in her thoughts, her Medicare thoughts. So Jim kind of asks her a lot of questions to see if he can get her back on track. And I that's the only reason I figured out that he's there. He's a little light in the loafers would be my description of Jim. Now, I don't know if that's exactly accurate, but that's the way he sounds, especially as compared with her. And then he'll throw in an occasional, all right, we'll be right back, as though there's a commercial and or some content going on during a break. And then he says, okay, we're back. And often nothing has happened. And then finally, I heard one where there was a an advertisement for Tony's podcast. And it was Tony, only they took her words from like 25 different pieces of recording and stuck them all together. So some were loud, some were quiet. Randy, as a podcast engineer, knows how difficult that would be to make it sound normal. And it didn't sound normal. It sounded very odd. So I'm highly recommending that if you like Medicare humor, as I like Medicare humor, you might listen to Tony, and you find her. It's her website is TonySays.com. So it's T-O-N-I because she's a girl. T-O-N-I-S-A-Y-E-S.com. And Tony Says has a bunch of podcast episodes starting last year and running up to the current time. You might enjoy it. She's what I would call, now people in California are going to know what I'm talking about when I say this. She is the Huell Hauser of Medicare podcasting. And a lot of people don't know who Huell Hauser is. I highly suggest that you go to the YouTube site and type in Huell, H-U-E-L-L, Hauser, H-O-W-S-E-R, and watch some of his work. This guy was a magnificent ex-Marine, big, huge guy who loved to travel around California and show everybody that was, you know, he had a cameraman following him around, and he would be doing travelogues about what a wonderful place California is. And he would go to donut shops. He's a big guy, so he liked to go to places where they serve food. And he would talk about the food. And he was so excited on one episode that the donut shop owner named a donut after him. It was called the Huell. Huell Hauser is dead, so you can make fun of him all you want to. Talk about being light in the loafers. That's what this guy was. But Tony is the Huell Hauser of the Medicare world. And I'm enjoying the heck out of her. I suspect that one or two audience members may share my enjoyment and the rest will go ho-hum. And I don't blame you if you do, because frankly, Medicare wasn't designed to have us enjoy and laugh at it and be a source of entertainment. Medicare is serious business, and we got to be serious people when we deal with that. So enough enjoyment and goofing around today. I've got an article here that might explain why Medicare Medicare Advantage plans seem to be taking over the Medicare world. And it points out the fact that it's not so much that many people are selecting Medicare Advantage plans as their preferred choice of Medicare protection. It's that huge groups of people are being forced into Medicare Advantage plans by their employers. And that means that most people, you know, inertia is their best friend, and they're not going to do a lot of studying. They're not going to write checks that they don't have to write. That means also that we, the taxpayers, are going to be paying the freight for these huge batches of employees, because that's what happens with a Medicare Advantage plan. When you get a Medicare Advantage plan, most of, if not all, the cost is paid for by the federal government. And you don't have to pay squat. Now, you can take a Medicare Advantage plan that has a small premium, but most people do not. And if I'm running a big, huge company with thousands of retired employees that I've promised to pay for their retiree medical insurance, it's awful nice to have the federal government, the taxpayers, paying the freight for that instead of me as the company having to write a check every month. A huge check that would be. So here's an article that I ran across that points out the fact that I think we're being taken to the cleaners by these Medicare Advantage plans. The headline is New York City retirees are running out of time to choose a Medicare plan. The New York City Office of Labor and Relations has decided to switch over to a privatized Medicare Advantage plan, which will affect upwards of 250,000 New York City retirees. Now, that means that New York City retirees will be forced out of their fully subsidized senior care supplemental plans, or supplement plans, senior care supplement plans, and into a lower premium Aetna Medicare Advantage plan by September 1st of 2023. Why is this major change happening now? The Joint Health Insurance Premium Stabilization Fund, which is controlled by both New York City and its unions, is quickly becoming depleted due to rising health care costs. Gee, hard to believe that New York City and a bunch of unions can't manage a health insurance plan in such a way as to have it be solvent. So the article goes on to say they need to cut back on spending, and changing retirees over to the Aetna Medicare Advantage plan will save the city approximately $600 million per year. What option do these retirees have? The only options currently offered by the city are the new Aetna Medicare Advantage plan and the HIP VIP plan. I don't know what that is. On September 1st, all Medicare-eligible retirees and their Medicare-eligible dependents will be automatically enrolled in the Aetna Medicare Advantage plan, except for retirees that are already on the other plan, the HIP-VIP plan. Now, it says, keep in mind that you're not obligated to take either of these plans. Retirees who do not want to be enrolled in either plan must complete a waiver form and send it in to the New York City Health Benefits Program and contact Aetna by June 30th, 2023 in order to opt out. If you or someone you know will be affected by this transition, be sure to keep any information sent by the city or Aetna and make a coverage decision by June 30th. Remember that Medicare Advantage plans have a doctor network and often require prior authorizations for many services. This is one of the things that people find so disappointing once they have to deal with them. They don't think about them as being problematic before, but once they have to deal with these types of things, these networks and these prior authorizations to be able to see a specialist or to be able to have a procedure performed, getting permission is often not as easy as one would think. So be sure your doctor will accept the coverage before you take it and understand how this new plan will work for you. So if you've got a doctor you like and the doctor doesn't happen to be in that particular network, then you're either going to say goodbye to the doctor or you're going to wind up paying him out of your pocket, which is not really the point of having health insurance. Again, you are not obligated to take either of these two plans. If you choose to shop around for a plan on your own, then there's a free medical advisory service at the Association of Mature American Citizens. And you can also call Uncle Doug. I have many New York clients, none of which that I know of have opted out of the New York City Retiree Medicare Advantage Plan, but there's always a first time. And of course, I recommend a plan that is so inexpensive that New Yorkers would be fools not to take it. It's the Globe Life of New York, and it's the G Plus. It's the high deductible plan G. And it is interesting because the last few clients that I had in New York that I sold this plan to, it was actually so commonsensical to take the high deductible plan because the difference in premium exceeded the deductible. So they tell you, okay, you want to take Plan G because Plan G provides the best, most comprehensive coverage, but Plan G is more expensive. Well, most parts of the country, it's only somewhat more expensive. In New York, it's incredibly expensive, but people in New York are used to paying high prices for things. So if you want to pay $350, you can do that. But if you'd rather pay $70, then that is a savings of something on the order of $280 a month. Multiply that by 12, and you have saved more than the high deductible in the high deductible plan. You have saved more than the amount at risk. Even if you have the worst case scenario of horrible medical expenses, you'll still be money ahead by taking the high deductible plan G from Globe Life of New York rather than the regular plan G. This isn't true in most parts of the country, but it's a weird anomaly in New York. And I think it's be doing a big favor for my listeners in New York and my clients in New York to take advantage of that. So enough said about that. We have actually stumbled through the whole episode, and I think we're pretty much out of time. Randy's crickets have probably all died of starvation by now.
The crickets have already chirped.
And so it's time for Randy to kiss us off, to send us home and get us out of here.
We have exhausted the 75 cents worth of time that we always purchase for these days. There is one little mention I'd like to make of somewhat of a personal note, but I think it's a great cause. One of our other customers, my customers, is on a thing called the Iron Butt Ride right now. And the Iron Butt Ride is a motorcycle insanity ride where Tom Lozering, the owner of the Sun City Golf Club, is out riding his motorcycle. He has 2 weeks to touch every one of the 48 contiguous states, and he has to do it twice in 2 weeks. And he's trying to do this to raise money for a nonprofit golf school that he provides to local high schools and a variety of other things. So anyway, I wish Tom Lozering the best of luck. He's on the ride. He just entered New Mexico as we speak. So bottom line is good luck, Tom. And if you guys want to go check in on this particular situation, you can check it out at golfps.org. And you can follow Tom along his path and wish him well. And I think it's a great cause.
How many states is he planning on touching?
48.
Okay. We're not going 50 or 49.
No. And he's okay. Here's a little bit of personal information about Tom. He's 85 years old.
Holy wow.
And he's done this. This will be the third time that he's done the Iron Butt Ride in an effort to raise funds for his school.
I assume it's worked out well. Otherwise, he wouldn't keep doing it.
Yep, absolutely. Kudos. I wouldn't ride. Okay, I love motorcycles, but all 48 states. Oh, my God.
There is a scientifically designed route one could take that maximizes the efficiency and minimizes the time. I saw this in one of my Corvette magazines a few years ago, because people do love to go from state to state. And so it's kind of a something to brag about. You know, it's an accomplishment. Yeah. And so Tom's going to have something to talk about when he gets back, I'm sure. But there is a scientifically designed route that will do it in the minimum amount of time.
I could do it in a minute. I wouldn't touch every four, but I could fly across it And that only takes 2.5, oh, I don't know, maybe 5 hours, but
I could have somebody pour a Guinness and I could look at a photograph of it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, anyway, I just wanted to touch on that a little bit because I think it's a great cause. Check it out at www.golfps.org. And for right now, the 75 cents has drained away. We're going to have to land the plane, bring the bus into the station, because Doug won't give me any more money for this podcast.
I'm sorry, but frugality is my watchword.
Frugality. Yeah. I think your middle name should be frugality.
It starts with F, but it's not frugality.
So anyway, you have just spent about 32 and a half minutes with Doug Jones. But before we do that, I want to mention some things I always do. He's a nationwide licensed agent. If you want to reach out to him via email, you can do that at dbj@mlmmailbag.com. You can check us out on the website at medicareforthelazyman.com. He talked about all the variety of ways and forms that you can get a hold of a copy of his book, Medicare for the Lazy Man. And if you can find some place to give us a rating on the podcast and the book, it would be very much appreciated. But right now, as I said, you have just spent about 32 and a half minutes with Doug Jones, the anti-insurance insurance guy, originally from Oklahoma. No more. He is up in the high altitudes behind Cave Creek, Arizona, checking out the world and keeping track, making sure that the Medicare Advantage zombies don't attack Cave Creek in his fortress of solitude.
Bye-bye, ladies and gentlemen. We'll talk to you next time.